for this exact reason.
Ron, that isn't the right way around.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Need to spin that round. Anyway, so the debate is, should girls be allowed to be in Boy Scouts? Only because,
well,
if girls are allowed to be in Boy Scouts, then boys should be allowed to be in Brownies.
Or shouldn't it just be Scouts, boys and girls inclusive? You know, it shouldn't be. There should be a separation between boys and girls.
No.
And then there also shouldn't be a separation of things they do. Also, I don't really like Scouts at all. I think it's really outdated and slightly, it's really old-fashioned. And actually, I think it's, I don't know. I don't think it's the most positive thing to have, especially for like young kids. Oops. Because, you know, it might lead them into the army, and I certainly don't agree with the army. So, I don't know. It's a hard one, because a lot of people think it's like important for young kids to do something like that because they get a lot of skills from it, but on the other hand, it's not that important, really. But actually going out and doing stuff is more important, I think.
So yeah, I kind of agree with Ronnie on the fact that it is partially outdated, but then at the end of the day, I do think it is a bit of fun because kids do want to go out and be adventurous and and make a fire, you know.
But I did this thing a few years ago at Wildwood, which is our local like zoo, and it was called Grubby Gang, and it was basically just like you go into like a forest, and it was so vegan. you go into a forest and you learn about. I learned how to, I can't remember, ages ago, but, you know, you learn important things, and I learned loads of things about animals, and, you know, it's a really important thing. I just think that's better than having Scouts, because it's so bloody, like, regulated at Scouts, and, you know, it's like, actually just letting kids go into, like, a forest, I think it's really important for, like, a young kid's development. So, I don't know, if Scouts was more inclusive and it wasn't separated, I think I'd probably support it a bit more, but...
Well, here's the thing, it's not... Scouts isn't really too separated, because...
No, it's more like the lead-up before it.
Yeah, but, like, girls are allowed... It's, like, it's inclusive with the, like, as in an option.
In,
it does... cater for boys and girls,
yeah,
but mainly boys, because that's how it started. Definitely. So should girls be allowed to do that, go into this, like, say if we made a new Scouts and called it just like Scouts, because we don't really call it Boy Scouts anymore, we just call it Scouts anyway. So if we just made maybe a primary Boy Scouts,
mm-hmm,
and then we made another Scouts
for like boys and girls.
For boys and girls, yeah.
I think that would be a lot better. It would also, it would stop the separation. And, you know, they're basically doing the same thing, it's just with like different people.
Yeah, but I remember Grandma used to take me to Brownies, and they never really made fires, they never... No. Did all this rope stuff.
No, and when I do rainbows, it's all about how to be the perfect housewife, how to, you know, how do you cater for your children, husband, how do you do all that? I don't think that's fair for young girls to be, for that to be installed into them at such a young age. But yeah, I don't know if we should ever get rid of Scouts, but I think it's really important for a kid's upbringing. But yeah, there shouldn't be a gender divide in it at all. Because when they get older, what's going to happen is boys are going to go off and do like woodwork, girls are just going to be at home. It's like, that's not fair, is it?
No.
Well, that's a good banana.
But is there any evidence of girls that do, like, rainbows then brownies and like what jobs they come out with, and then is that different from a girl doing rainbows and then scouts? Like, is there a difference between?
See, I don't really know like what happens after brownies, because obviously I'm only in rainbows, so I only see like when they first get into it. So I don't really know. And I guess some girls probably might stop it. A lot of them stop before rainbows. So yeah. I don't really know. I don't know if it actually does anything for their life. Maybe it does. Maybe it's really useful.
I mean, when grandma used to look after me and she used to force me to go to brownies, mm-hmm. I remember making, what was it? A cup holder.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one that like that really useless thing. Whereas in, well, I never went to Scouts, but my brother did. And then they used to camp like on
no,
their
I
little
like the camping
thing.
Side of it.
And then in the evening they used to go around for a fire, and that was really different from the brownies. Yeah. They may have changed. I haven't gone in years, obviously.
No.
But yeah, so, and my grandma doesn't do brownies anymore. So it's kind of that, does that still happen? Because how much has it changed from when I was like 7?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really enjoyed doing DV.
I didn't.
You had reasons not to like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep doing it.
Keep doing what?
My stepdad's just like, it opens it. Anyway, what's another thing we talk about?
Today's, there's no politics, but it's about the news. And I just saw the headline. I didn't really listen. But I did see the headline, should women, no, strippers be feminists? Or like, can strippers be feminists?
I guess. Yeah.
I guess they can, but I don't.
Well, there's a difference between like, I think there's a bit of a difference, because if you're doing strippering, I don't know what it's called. If you're doing that as art form, or you actually made a choice into it, I think that's fine, that's okay. But it's when, I think there's a difference between when you're doing it and you're not enjoying it, and you're sort of just being objectified, and it's I think there's just a difference. Something like burlesque, I think it's a really good art form for women to feel sexy, and I think that's really empowering. But also going into strip clubs, seeing women naked, and they might not even want to be there, they're just doing it for the money, I don't think that's a safe environment for women. Because anyway, you get male strip clubs, don't you?
Yeah.
So I think that kind of balances it out a little bit, sort of. But it's like, women will go there and objectify men. Men go to strip clubs to objectify women. It's just like, you can either look at it two ways. Going to a strip club is a way of, I don't know, I see it, if I went to a strip club, I wouldn't want to be like everyone else and objectify these women. I'd be like, well, fair enough. But to be honest, I probably wouldn't even go to a strip club.
No, I don't think I would either.
I think, of course, you can be a feminist. Anyone can be. Male, female.
Dog,
stripper,
cat.
Dog, cat. Crescent cats are feminists. Like, anyone can be. I don't think your job.
So she actually is, though.
Probably.
That's your mum. Like,
she instills that into my cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, anything. Anyone can be a feminist, so it doesn't matter what job you do. It's like, for example, if you, let's say, I'm trying to think of like a non feministy job, but all I can think about is like,
non.
I can only think about it as like prostitution. But if you're doing it and you want to do it, I guess that's a sort of empowering thing for yourself, isn't it? Like if you're doing it and you're being forced to be a prostitute, that's when it's not. I don't know. I don't actually know, because I guess.
What do you class as a non-feministy job? Like what characteristics do you have to have? Or
think a non-feminist job would be one which like sort of exploits women or men, both of them. I don't know, where women are seen as the like lower one or men are seen as the lower one. I just think work should be a place of equality and there shouldn't be any hierarchy, but that's just...
Yeah.
That's sort of not doable, but it is at the same time. You know, XR is all about breaking down hierarchy and decentralising your workplace and being in big teams. So, yeah. But no, I don't think being a stripper means you can't be a feminist. Mm. I think it's quite an empowering job to have, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would do it.
What, be a stripper?
If there was like a good job, if there was like good money, and I really wanted to.
I don't really know, but my idea of a stripper is it's an art, like a strong art form.
Yeah. But then also there is quite a lot of like sexism in it. So, I mean, I guess it's like, it depends where you work, depends on where you work and who you work with. If you have someone who's just exploiting you for money and doesn't really care about your own like rights or anything, well then that's obviously not right. But if you're doing it and your co-workers or your boss is respectful, I don't think that's wrong with it. I think anything's wrong with it, apart from when it's illegal. Illegal.
So here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know it's obviously different, but how different can it? How different from your perspective do you think being a female stripper is, like the experiences they have compared to being a male stripper and the experiences they have? Like how do they differ? Like from a female viewpoint?
Well, there is obviously a physical difference.
Mm-hmm.
You could be more prone to assault as a female stripper. But actually, I don't think there is a difference. You're doing the same job. You just look different, and you're doing sort of different moves, and your audience could be different. But I don't really think that there is a difference between it, because male strippers are sort of doing it to be objectified by women, and maybe female strippers are doing it to be objectified by men.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there's a difference. But do you think there's a difference between male strippers and female strippers?
I think there may be like slight differences. So depending on. Well, it obviously it depends on the country and things like that.
Yeah.
And the kind of society, the small society that you live in.
Yeah, definitely.
So say up in London, female strippers may be more objectified than male strippers.
Yeah.
But say, I don't know, Berlin, somewhere like that.
Somewhere more progressive. It sort of isn't.
Yeah. So I think it does differ from the amount of who gets objectified more.
Yeah.
And kind of the act that you do, because I think it is an act really.
Definitely.
It's a performance, and it's also a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it also makes you feel, I think it could be quite an empowering thing. I think you know, using your body in that way. I think that's quite sexy. I mean, it definitely made me feel sexy about my body. If someone was like, you know, if I'm doing like, not striptease, but like, you know, burlesque, I think that's a really good art form. I know I've said it before, but I think that and, you know, being a stripper is fucking hard work. You know, you're up on that pole and it's like, you've got to be really physically strong. I think actually, good on you.
Yeah. Well, what about if they come down into the audience? I think that's when it differs. There's a big difference.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've never been to a strip club, so I don't really know what it's like. But I'm just more, I'm more thinking of the difference between it is that female strippers could be more in danger of sexual assault compared to a male stripper. And I think that's actually a really important thing to outline here of, I mean, I don't know any statistics of this, but I feel like it always depends on where you work as well. If you're working in a place where, you know, you have really good legal protection, you have, you know, people are out for your safety, that's when I think being a stripper is perfectly okay. But if you're doing it in a really unsafe environment, that's when it should be regulated more than any other job. Because you're putting your body out there in a way which is being quite sexual and very provocative. But I think with male strippers, I think it's more now, it's sort of like a comedy act a bit. It's like, it's not taking the piss out of female strippers, but it's more like, I think that they're doing it to maybe balance the table a bit. To go, look, if women are doing it, why can't men? You know, both of these people could be very sexy in their own way. Just, I think there is that always underlying danger of a woman could be with a man and he could use his force over him, over her. And that's, I think that's just different because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between it. But yeah. Anyway, what are the statistics for? What have you looked up?
I said, how many female strippers are there to men? And then this came up on Google.
Okay, so like the ratio between them two.
Yeah, so a total of 56 respondents completed a survey, 16 males and 40 females. This gender distribution is in line with the exotic dancing population nationality. So 56 to 40... So that's...
But doesn't that make sense? Because isn't the art of being a stripper, it originated from women. Mm. So it kind of makes sense that there's a bit of an inequality. It's like, there's other jobs where men sort of started it. Mm. And now it's like, now women are starting to get involved into it. So I think actually that unbalanced equality is, it makes sense.
So a 2-to-5 ratio of men to women.
Mm.
So I think I got that right.
I think so.
I think that would, I would say that's like proportional. And that like, everybody thinks, oh yeah, strippers, they think females.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying I would expect there to be more females, like a lot more.
So, but I don't know. I think the sort of stripper, like if I were going to go to a strip show, I'd rather want to see a range of women, a range of sexualities, a range of body types. I wouldn't just want to see like big tits, big ass. I think that would just really.
Joe, I remember years and years ago. So, I went to Turkey once, and like my family, so me, family, and then my grandma, and then my cousin, blah blah blah.
People.
So we was in this hotel, and there were these shows every night, and I remember one of them being kind of a strip show, but it was a performance, and it was. It's really amazing act, and I always remember it because it was to do like it was black light, so it was pitch black, there was black light, and then they were wearing fluorescent clothes, and it looked amazing.
Yeah.
So if but that's
it was it like sort of like burlesque, or was it quite?
It, I don't know. It, I was really young. Well, not really young. Younger than 10, you know. So, but I still remember it because it was amazing to watch. And yeah. I remember me and my grandma, because it was literally just me and my grandma who watched the show that night.
Yeah.
And we came out, I was like, that was really cool and interesting. Like, even as maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I was still like, that was really
fun to see. It's like a fun art form, isn't it?
It is a really good art form, but it also depends where you do it and the kind of
how sex. How do we go into this? Sex, feminism, yeah.
Yeah. The kind of sexifying of it. So mine was very, you know what I mean? Like the kind of PG level, you know?
Yeah.
So this one, obviously you couldn't see the woman, you couldn't see their faces.
No.
They were wearing masks. It was pitch black. There was black light. It was just a cool art form.
Yeah.
And funny.
Like, see, I think it's like any other dance though.
It is.
You know, you look at hip hop and like, you know, or contemporary dance, that could be quite, not sexual, but, you know.
Even traditional dancing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's always this underlying sort of provocativeness about it. So I think just being a stripper or being an erotic dancer, I think it's no different. And I actually think it's even harder.
You know? It is.
But especially, yeah, I think it's where you work and who you work for. I think that's the main thing. But going back to the original question about the feminism, I think, of course, I think it's actually, I think, now we've talked through it, I think it's possibly one of the most feminist things you could do.
Because you're showing, you're proud. If like, you do it for that reason.
Yeah, and it's like, you're sexualising your body, but you're not at the same time. I think that's really, actually quite, not a hard thing to do, but, you know, you're making a difficult situation. You're making yourself look sexual, but yet not at the same time. And I think that's actually really quite amazing. So, no, I would actually love to go to see a strip
performance.
But I'd want to see it with a variety of women, not just same sort of women. Because that's when I think they go objectified. I think it's when, you know, you've got the big tits and big ass. They just like dehumanise you. It's like,
so that's, yeah, no. When I was little, because I actually vividly remember this.
Mm.
Like they weren't big women. They were just the dancing, like the physically fit type. So, but I didn't see them. Nobody ever saw them.
No.
They.
I think that's kind of cool though.
That was what I enjoyed about it, as in, like, well, I just enjoyed the fact that it was, like, black lights, and it just was amazing. It was mesmerising, because there was a team of them. There was no poles or anything. It was literally just a dance, but, like, a comedy strip dance.
Mm.
So, it may not be strictly stripping, but it was fascinating, funny, and a good memory that I've clearly kept upon remembering it. So yeah, I never thought that I would bring that up ever again.
I do have a feeling that a lot of people probably don't like the form of it, because, you know, women are naked. Oh, one moment, we can continue this with Lucas, let's see what he thinks about it.
Yeah, we can.
No, I think a lot of people would actually disagree with what we're saying, that it is a sexual art form, only because, as we said previously, it is all about objectifying women and making them seem like they're a sexual object, but maybe that's what they want. Maybe it's all about choice. I think actually stripping is all about choice, and if you want to go into it, you have to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, basically. Hello,
good morning.
We weren't in a debate, we were in quite a topic.
Stripping.
Do you think strippers could be feminists?
Yeah.
Explain why, Lucas.
Okay, we said it's literally just, stripping is an art form.
Yeah,
it is just an art form.
And it's also, you can keep it here, I'll be really sorry. And you can use it, continue what you were saying about. Don't put it in there, that's where my knives and forks go. No, don't put it, oh, bitch. Just give it to Ben. There we go.
Right, So yeah, it is. I think it's an art form. I think Ronnie said that it is quite empowering.
Yeah, I think especially where you do it, where you do it and who you work for, it can be very empowering.
Yeah.
You actually have a lunchbox. That's amazing.
Right, I think we're gonna have to end it there as we're coming up to the half an hour mark.
Yeah.
And
it's a long one.
It won't. They won't upload unless they're less than an hour.
Yeah, I know.
Less than half an hour. So yeah, thank you. We'll probably try and attempt to do these more regularly. And we'll see you later.